Sometimes men take matters into their own hands. I see as much misery out of them moving to justify themselves as them that set out to do harm.
I'm a surgeon.
Everything that appears only ever appears in the immediacy. In this immediacy, it is presence appearing. There is only one presence. Time and space appear in this presence. No matter what is appearing in this moment, by returning to the pure nature of cognition, or knowing, or the space-like nature of awareness, it will be found that there is no foundation upon which these appearances rest. The words of Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj.
The world is but the surface of the mind, and the mind is infinite. What we call thoughts are just ripples in the mind. When the mind is quiet, it reflects reality. When it is motionless through and through, it dissolves and only reality remains. This reality is so concrete, so actual, so much more tangible than mind and matter, that compared to it, even diamond is soft like butter. This overwhelming actuality makes the world dreamlike, misty, irrelevant.
I experience the sense of wise understanding of myself extending further out.
Welcome to phase two of the Urban Guru Cafe. There is no duality in non-duality. With the aid of technology, we will now transport you, in the appearance, to a small room in the noisy back streets of Bombay, to a time when many Westerners came to see Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. With the aid of this same technology, the audio has been made as clear as possible.
Nothing exists, neither I nor you, as manifestation. You see, first he says there is an individual. Then that individual considers himself not as an individual, but total manifestation. He says he has reached that stage beyond it, when he is not even the manifestation, neither one nor the other. He is prior to the coming up or the creation of the manifestation. That is the final stage.
Since he is...
Which you and I can for the moment forget.
At the present, see his body in my ignorance state.
I would like to ask him if he could describe that state.
महाराज आता देह आहे आतापर्यंत महाराजांना आणि मलाही देह आहे तेव्हा आपण देहात असून सुद्धा ती स्थिती आता जी सांगितली ती परमस्थिती ती काय आहे ते मला सांग.
मला माझ्या झोपेत कुकडे करायचे आहे भाजी करायची आहे करतोय का? माझ्या झोपेची कापून कुकडे करून भाजी करायची करतोय का?
He said, if you ask me to cut up my sleep and make some vegetable out of it, can I do it? Sleep. Is it a tangible thing which you can get hold of and something that can be described? If you ask me to cut up sleep into little bits, can I do it? So what you are asking to do is to tell that in a number of words. You said, you understand what sleep is, but can you cut it up into little bits?
I wouldn't be able to cut it up, but I'd be able to describe it.
तो म्हणतो मी ते लहान तुकडे करता येणार नाही पण ते काय आहे ते मी सांगू शकेन. So he said, what will you tell? And to whom will you tell about this state of sleep? Deep sleep.
He's not talking. What did you tell about this state of sleep?
So he says, now sleep is quite different apart from your body. So he says, disassociate yourself from the body and tell me what you are. Give me some little idea about yourself after disassociating yourself from the body. Give me some little description or thing about yourself. From experience, not from something which you have read or been told.
Okay, I have had some certain experience with drugs where I was totally disassociated from my body. And the experience of light, of space, of wisdom in different colors. And
but what is it? He wants to know. You are merely saying that there is something like sleep. But what is it? He says, can you describe it? Or can you describe yourself totally disassociating yourself from the body?
As I said, that had happened to me in my life before, and I was...
You are merely talking something about an experience which anyone might have with or without drugs. He is not talking of an experience. He is talking of that state of deep sleep, or later he said about yourself, what you are, disassociating yourself from the body. I am this. Can you say I am this without associating yourself with the body?
In that sense, I would answer. I mean, yes, it might be a stupid question that way. I would answer that for experiences. That focal point that I'm, that experiences. I mean, there has to be something that experiences, otherwise there would be just plain nothing.
So, I told me, tell me. महाराज इसे योग महेश योगी ही टीचेस यू योग. He says yoga means basically nothing else but the union of two is yoga. In these 10 years, what kind of yoga have you achieved? Union of what and what?
The way I understood it from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, with whom I'm disassociated, is the union of what a higher self, which I have not experienced. Yeah, otherwise, I wouldn't probably be here if I would have it. and the lower self. But in the process, in the progress of moving in that direction, I experienced a sense of widening understanding of myself extending further out than kind of coming from a state of very small boundaries to a wider understanding.
Maharaj is rather surprised that anyone should talk about a higher self and a lower self. How can there be a higher self and a lower self? Self is self. So he says, self is self. How can there be an higher or upper self and a lower self?
There is a simple inference from my side in that way. But I would say what I'm in at the present is definitely a state far, far below what he describes as enlightenment. In that way, it is part of the lower self, would be of course part of the higher self. But since I am in a state at the present where I am not there, I have to make a distinction because...
So this higher self and the lower self, he said, what kind of color or design does it have? And what kind of color or design does the lower self have?
The lower self
have...
In body and what is living in the body is
limited. He said, is it the lower Atma that has to urinate and defecate and do all kinds of physical things? Is that the lower Atma? And is it a higher Atma who doesn't have to do these things?
In the moment when a higher Atma would be the totality of creation, then it would be one aspect of
him. Maharaj said this kind of talk about lower Atma is foolishness, because self is self. And he says in 10 years, he says this is the kind of concept in which you have involved yourself. He says you have been wasting your time. You see, the whole point is, and if the knowledge that you get here, you try to accommodate it within these preconceived concepts which you already have, it can never be done. Therefore, you see, if this is what you are going to do, then you better leave. Because mind is, what I am saying is so totally apart from what the concepts that you have.
I'd be very happy to hear what he explains.
ते म्हणजे माझ्या ज्या आता कल्पना आहेत त्या मी सोडून महाराज काय सांगतील ते मी ऐकणार
आहे.
महाराज सेज कॉन्टेम्पलेट मेअरली विथ द बॅकग्राऊंड नॉलेज दॅट यू आर नॉट द बॉडी, दॅट यू आर समथिंग सटलर दॅन स्पेस.
But there's still an experiencer there, still somebody who experiences that, even in the cosmic, in that self that is accompanying, encompassing everything. There's still somebody who experiences.
Look, you are now still talking from your previous concept. He has given you a very simple thing. Is it be still merely with the understanding that you are not the body and you are space. You are subtler than space. Space is the subtlest we can... And you are really subtler than space. With that only, that one background knowledge, be still.
You are listening to the Urban Guru Cafe.
Get where? He hasn't asked you to go anywhere. So, Maya and Sanitha don't think we are Sanitha. But Tita Jana Jaita Marga Kutla, so much of Maya and Tropu Jaila Sanitha's name. Tita Jaita Tita Jaita Marga and Sanitha's name. It's too Behanahi and it's too Akashahi. It's just catch up with us, Dhamkar. To put a Jaila Sanitha in my name. He isn't asking you to go anywhere. He said, just be still with the backdrop of this knowledge that you are not the body, but you are subtler than space. With that thought in the background, be still.
Be still means having no activity on the mind and the feeling.
Why? Huh. Just be still. With that background knowledge. And even this is, I keep repeating background, because you have not to concentrate even on this stuff. Only with this, start with this knowledge, but you don't have to concentrate on anything. You merely say, be still and contemplate, that is meditation. Only by being still in mind and body. It doesn't ask you to concentrate on anything. No thought at all.
It's mainly a reducing of activity.
You are again conceptualizing.
I understand.
So, Mara Sangha, तुम्हें तो ऐसी समझ जाली लिए कि कल्पना और कल्पना कर रहे थे।
बोलूँ तो बाया बोल दिलाएँ।
इसे that is why there is no progress. Because this continuous conceptualizing, that is the biggest bugbear to progress. You hear something, on that you start your conceptualizing. So do not conceptualize. Whatever you are given, accept it directly, immediately. Be still with the all right, be still. That's all. Maharaj repeats again. He said, forget that you are the body or the mind. When he says body, he doesn't want to keep repeating body, mind, intellect, you see. The BMI as is being used elsewhere. Body means he said body and mind. Forget that you are body, mind. And that you are this consciousness or sentience. You know you are, you know you exist. This I-amness, call it consciousness, I-amness. Be in that. Be still in that knowledge that you are, that you exist. That this conscious presence, he said, be one with this presence. That is all. Nothing else to be done. No concentration, nothing. But Tani Sangitla Pragati is nahi murvi tha aalo. Maharaj again says, 10 years wasted. When the thing is as simple as this. Maharaj hasn't said now, but he always says, the only capital that anyone has is this sense of beingness, this consciousness. I am, I exist, this conscious presence, this sense of presence. Not I, A, B, C or X, Y, Z exist, but sense of presence. That is all the capital one has and that is all one can use.
त्यांच्या कोर्ट मध्ये अजून बैलन सुद्धा झाला नाही. ओळख झालेली आहे, त्याची ओळख झालेली आहे.
महाराज, these youngsters have come, they come without any concepts. They accept what is said, you see, in direct perception, and then they know what it is, what the space, what what it is. Because they don't try to conceptualize. So after 10 years, he said, you don't know what you are.
You've been listening to The Urban Guru Cafe. The Urban Guru Cafe
is produced in Australia.